This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Let's calm down before we go crazy enacting new laws that don't achieve our goals. Yes, physicians are human. And yes, a few abuse drugs, most often prescription drugs. Yes, on occasion, it has impacted patient care. But random drug testing is silly, expensive, and will not reduce the problem. There are many things that impair a doctor's ability to function. Alcohol and drugs are too, but so are dementia, fatigue, depression, anxiety, and even greed. Requiring doctors to be randomly subjected to drug and alcohol testing the same way, say, bus drivers are, will not improve patient safety. Medicine is unique in that the profession is expected to regulate itself, meaning that doctors and nurses are supposed to report impaired colleagues, both to protect the public and to help the impaired colleague get treatment. The problem with this type of reporting lies in the follow-up. If the medical profession feels their colleague will be identified as having a medical problem and required to get help, they are far more likely to report the problem. If, on the other hand, they feel the colleague will be punished and the career might be destroyed, the bar for reporting is significantly higher. There are many medical screening tests that perform poorly. For example, PSA for prostate cancer, blood tests for ovarian cancer, and in many cases, mammography for breast cancer. You can add drug tests to that list. A negative test does not mean the person doesn't use drugs or doesn't have a problem. Similarly, a positive test could be a false positive, a false alarm. In other words, the test picked up some other chemical and called it positive. So neither a positive or a negative test are helpful to determine a drug problem. A drug test costs at least $50. There are 88,000 doctors in California, so the cost of testing would be enormous, over $4 million, and it would provide almost no benefit to society. Implementation would be a nightmare. Will testers show up in the operating room or the clinic and demand urine? Will they stand with the doctor in the bathroom? And think of what testing could do to doctors who take pills for legitimate reasons. Random drug testing is a solution in search of a problem. There is no evidence that random drug tests work. What we need to do is to educate our medical community about their duty to report impaired colleagues, and then we need to make sure that they get the help they need. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.